Bank of Cardiff, this is Olivia.
Hi, Olivia. This is Angela Verdon returning your call.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Let me just pull up your file really quick. One second, okay? So how's your Friday going?
Kind of crazy. What about kinda yours?
Same. I would definitely say it's about the same. Okay, so I did want to talk to you. I called you earlier, really just regarding some working capital that we have, and equipment financing. So our bank was able to pre-approve you for $250,000. We sent out an offer in the mail. Looks like it was two and a half weeks ago. And based on that offer, we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment finance and working capital for $250,000.
Okay, so, actually, we're a staffing company, so we don't really have any equipment, but I appreciate the offer.
Okay. What about for capital?
No, thank you. We're set.
Okay. Is there like a time of the year you guys reevaluate that?
No, actually, there isn't. We're a relatively small company, and like I said, it's a service industry, so there's not really a whole lot of capital required at this point.
Okay. That makes sense. So have you taken on any new capital this year at all?
No, we haven't. We probably haven't taken on any new capital in the last 3 to 4 years.
Oh, okay. Wow. In the last 3 to 4 years. How many of you guys are there total?
Well, that depends on what you're calling total. We have about 12 office staff, and we have about 250
temp workers,
temporary laborers. Yes.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So business sounds like it's going pretty good then.
It is.
Okay, and then with just out of curiosity, because I'm not really too familiar with the industry. So you guys staff to obviously businesses, and then what are like the typical payment terms to you? Do they just pay like the hourly rate to the temp worker, and then you guys get like stuff on top of that?
Right. We have a regular margin on top of our paid salaries to the workers, and generally our terms vary. We have some clients that we have net 10 terms with, and some that we have net 30 terms with, and anywhere in between. It just depends on how the contract is negotiated.
Okay. So then when you, with your like net 30, do you ever run into cash flow problems while you're waiting for payment?
No, we don't. Actually, we're pretty well set. The way that we've kind of worked it out, there's a steady flow coming in, and like I said, we've knock on wood, it's been good so far.
Yeah. So how do you guys find the workers? Is it just through your website, or do you guys post like on like Indeed and Monster and all those other sites?
We do a little bit of everything. We're in kind of a specialty industry, so we post in specialty magazines, and it really just depends on what the client's looking for.
Oh, okay. What industry is it?
It's the maritime industry.
Oh, the maritime industry. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, actually. And so with that, so do you guys ever find that, like if you had the access to capital, would you try different marketing mediums to gain these different laborers, or do you find that what you're doing is kind of like the only avenues?
Those aren't the only avenues, and actually the other avenues that we would consider wouldn't be very cost prohibitive, but what we've been doing is working. This is a really tight, close-knit industry, and so we find that a lot of our laborers talk to each other and make referrals. And while we do some advertising, I would say that probably about 60% of our incoming labor comes from word of mouth.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's awesome. That seems like it's like pretty rare. And then so you guys, you're in Louisiana?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. And then, so is it mainly like just in your own state that you guys, the laborers that you work with?
No, we're nationwide.
Oh, you are nationwide?
Yes.
Even like landlocked states?
Yes. Well, it depends. Not necessarily landlocked, but like anywhere up the Mississippi River or any of its tributaries.
Oh, okay. So even like the river, obviously, okay, because it's maritime.
Yep, yep.
Okay, okay, that makes sense. Are you guys growing?
Seattle and, yeah, I would say we're growing. We've had pretty steady growth over the last 6 years.
Okay. And so, like, with growth, do you have, like, any current or upcoming opportunities?
As far as?
You know, just growing in general, seeking out new business, marketing, personnel, things like that.
Every day.
Okay. But you really don't, like, if you could have access to, like, more in-house staff, would that be able to increase the amount of temporary laborers you could have?
Well, actually, the members of our company have all the capital that we need.
Okay. Do you guys have a bank that you work with?
We do, but we don't really tap into them for those types of resources. We usually have equity injections or, you know, those guys make their inputs as required.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Well, I guess sounds like you don't really have any current needs right now, but, I mean, we do have a lot of programs, equipment finance, working capital, so if something comes up in the future, definitely get my contact information, get a hold,
we'll
contact me.
I actually saw your email earlier, and so I have your information, so yeah, definitely we'll consider you.
Perfect, then I'll probably check up on you a few times a year just to see how things are going, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thanks
very much.
Angela.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.